This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Spiegel guy.
We're back with more Hit and Run with host Chris Ronji on The Score.
This is Hit and Run. This is not my show, but I'm on this show. And I'm on it today. The guy who's always on the show, otherwise, is Matt Spiegel, who's got pre- and post-game coverage for the Cubs. 12:35 is the pregame from the Southside. Cubs Sox, finale of the series. And Spiegs joins us now on The Score. What's happening, Matt Spiegel?
Chris Ronji, what a crazy world we live in, huh? I mean,
I know.
Here I am on the broadcast level of the ballpark where you worked for so many years doing pre and post. Now I'm doing pre and post. I feel like I'm here filling in for you. So it's very confusing. And
it's just
Paul Zerang is the engineer in the Sox booth down the hall. Rich Wyatt is the engineer to my left. Len Casper jumped from one side to another. Steve Stone is here, has worked on both sides. Darren Jackson and Ron Coomer were teammates in Major League Baseball at one point. It's a very incestuous and lovely Chicago baseball
weekend. I was just
going to
say incest.
What's
yeah,
that?
I was just going to say that, you know. I was just going to say incest. That was exactly the word I had. Yeah. I've seen you before.
We've all slept with each other for a long, long time.
And I got to tell you, it's been great. I love it. I need a smoke after this one.
Yeah, you do.
So, Spiegs, you know, here we are. We're getting up on that trade deadline. And I think all from what I can understand or from what I hear from most Cubs fans, and there are some who want some offense, but most people want pitching. And there's the interesting note from Patrick Mooney in The Athletic today that the Cubs have some interest in the guy who started for the White Sox, in Adrian Hauser. And that is intriguing. What are you thinking? What are you feeling? And what should they do?
Well, I have wanted to aim high, Chris. I've wanted to aim high for somebody who could start game 1, 2, or 3 of a playoff series. And I'm not sure that Adrian Hauser is that. So, you know, it would be very helpful to have a rental arm like that. It might not be the only arm that they get, but it's also intriguing when you mix it in with the injury news, which is Javier Assad doing a rehab start at Iowa on Wednesday. Jameson Taillon just did a bullpen Friday. He'll do another in the middle of the week. Both those guys may be targeting middle of August. So is one little rental arm enough? And then by the time you get to the playoffs, you are choosing from a mix of hopefully Matthew Boyd, Shota Imanaga, who hopefully will be improved from a rough start on Friday. Boyd hasn't pitched that much in many years in terms of a total. He'll be well over an innings total that you could expect for a guy coming off of injury by the time you get there. So it's tough to think of him as the ace that he has been. Cade Horton, who will be skyrocketing over innings totals as well, who was terrific last night. And Tyone, who we know is a horse, if not a front end of the rotation guy, is all of that enough with a rental arm like Adrian Hauser come playoff time? I don't think that would feel great, frankly. So I'd like to see them aim higher or in addition to a rental arm like Adrian Hauser. And maybe it's another rental arm if they don't want to go and spend a lot of prospect capital for one of those guys like Sergio Alcantara or Mitch Keller, who have extra years of control. Maybe they want to just want to get either Zach Gallen or Merrill Kelly from Arizona. Either of those guys I'd feel very comfortable giving the ball to in a playoff series because they've done it at a very high level in very recent years. So that's where I am, but I find the return to health of Tyone and Assad to be an intriguing factor here.
Yeah, I look at this and I think, Rich, that there just isn't.
Can't hear that.
It's got to be a 0.0% chance that they do nothing, right? Whether it's this, whether it's adding a bat to the lineup, which I don't really think that's the priority at all for me. There's no way they come out of this empty-handed, right?
I don't think so. I think it's dangerous to do nothing, not necessarily because of our listeners and our reaction and how we function, but it can be dangerous for a locker room to do nothing.
That's a great point.
Yeah, and I think that's the bigger thing. Imagine being in that locker room, and that's a really good bunch with a lot of veterans who understand what's happening, and they're all excited about the possibilities here. And you went in at the beginning of the year and got yourself Kyle Tucker, and that's nice, and you've been aggressive. They've made a lot of aggressive choices all year, you know, and I think that the team has loved that, and Craig Counsell has loved that, and he's part of the decision-making like no manager ever before with the Cubs. So I can't imagine they do nothing, and the way that those players and manager would react if they do nothing would be very counterproductive for what the goal is this year, which is to win a World Series. This team is good enough to contend for a World Series, so go get them some help.
That is sometimes a very forgotten aspect of the trade deadline and what it does for the clubhouse. And it's not everything, but it also isn't nothing. That if you're sitting down there and you think, we got a shot, and you see all these other teams making moves because their front offices believe in their rosters and they want to make it even better because they think a playoff run is coming, and then you see your front office do nothing, that could be pretty hurtful for a group, especially one that thinks they have World Series aspirations.
Yeah, and you know, Chris, it's like all the decisions along the year can be made through the same filter if you're doing it that way. If you're saying, this is a winning year, this is a winning time, so Dansby Swanson, you're not hitting well at the beginning of the year, we're going to drop you to eighth because these games are precious. Ian Happ, veteran, you've been leadoff all year. It's not working out. We got to win games, man. Take one for the team and just understand what the goal is. So every game being precious, this season being precious, then, you know, what correlates with that is an organization going out and getting some help. So if they don't do that, I think that would that'd be a lot, a tough pill to swallow for some of the veterans, especially in that room.
Speaking of veterans, Kyle Tucker is he struggled a bit lately. It hasn't been the same as what we saw earlier. I've heard from some Cubs fans who feel concerned about that. To me, Spiegs, unless there's an injury, I would not worry much about him. What do you think?
Yeah, not one iota. His approach is exactly the same. His at-bats look a little different. I will say that I see him being a little more aggressive early in the count, maybe looking for something that he can feel good about. But he's got such a solid, steady demeanor. Saw him in the clubhouse today, and same as ever. And that dude is just, he's produced for a good long while at a very stable level. And those numbers and production will come back around. This it's an interesting day because it's kind of a couple of bullpen games. I know Ben Brown is your starter, but he's really been a bulk guy, and when he gets in trouble, though, I don't think they'll be shy to go to the pen if he starts to look like he's having some of the same issues. And for the Sox, it was going to be a Sean Burke day. Now it's a Grant Taylor opener situation. He'll go two innings, probably max, and then you've got Burke for bulk, but we'll see. So Tell you this much, Ranger, for a guy flying in to do one game of pre-post and one inning of play-by-play, I've got to get familiar with these with that White Sox bullpen with intimate detail. So, a lot of prep work for your boy this morning on the Sox bullpen.
You're going to do just great. I know that. I got to tell you. Sometimes I'll pop on a Sox game, you know, and I'll think, who is that guy? That happens. That has happened a lot this year to me.
How about last night? The pitcher Altavilla. He came out. I believe that's a restaurant in Lockport, if memory serves. The Altavilla, they have a great burger. I've been out there.
Well, I thought it was a neighborhood up in the northwest part of the city.
It could very well be. It's one or the other. What if it's both? Yeah, Altavilla Park, you know? But yeah, there was that guy. He's been pretty good, and his stuff was pretty good. He just couldn't find the plate. But man, the vibes of these games have just screamed through the TV or through the radio, and I look forward to feeling it right here. I mean, the fact that they've played 151 games and it's 76-75 all time at this point is just remarkable, isn't it?
Yeah, does this series still do it for you? And actually, I guess we probably never really talked 15 years ago or 20 years ago about this series. I'm sure we have. I don't remember what your thoughts were on it. But the vibe to me is a little different. Not that it's worse or anything. It's just that it's not as venomous, it doesn't seem like, as it used to be. You know, like in 2008 when both teams were really good, there was a lot of piss and vinegar, you know? I mean, if you did not want to lose to the other one, right?
Here's where I am. I've always loved it. Like, from the get-go. It's like, this is why interleague play was acceptable to me, is because you got, and what we rightly get now, six games. In certain two-team towns and two-team markets, it's just freaking awesome. And we're blessed to live in, I think, the best. I mean, Mets-Yankees is really cool, but these two teams are separated by 9 miles and one train line, you know? I could, Ranger, I rode the Divvy bike. I rode an e-bike to the ballpark today. I could have ridden the e-bike to Wrigley. I have before. It's like, this is a special thing to get to do this. And you're in the downtown buildings or and you see people in the in your elevator wearing Sox or Cubs gear and representing on Friday before the series even began because they start to feel it. I think this series got crapped on by the too smart for meatball argumentative subset that existed on the Scores airwaves and other places. And it always used to annoy me. And I just think it's always been great. And I think it's still great.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. It's just, even if it's, you know, even when one team, I like it better when both teams are good.
Of course.
Clearly, the stakes are so much higher and the intensity is so much greater. But I love it anyway. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. That's the beauty of it, is that it doesn't matter. And especially because it's baseball and the worst team might win on a given day or even a given weekend. And we see it all the time. So just to see, I mean, there was a couple behind the camera shot on Marquee last night on when a right-handed batter was up, and it was like some, you know, white dude in his 50s wearing a Sox jersey with just a brutal mullet, just a horrific mullet, right? And he was getting loved on by his Cubs girlfriend or wife, and she was wearing a Cubs jersey, and I'm like, there it is. There we are, you know? It's like, to me, it's wonderful stuff. And the fact that this moment you get a Sox team that has genuinely turned a corner as an organization, and it's starting to show itself a little bit on the field, but as an organization, to me, it's an undeniable corner that they have turned, makes it that much more fun.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. And I mean, like I said, it's always better when both teams are good. But if it's not like that, if you're a team like the Sox, hey, maybe this is the biggest series of the year for you. You know, you get to play your inner city rival, and if you beat them, it's great, and you can enjoy it for the weekend. You know, enjoy it for the couple of days it happens. I love this series, and I miss being a part of that and being around it as often as I used to be.
I bet, man. I bet you are thought of and talked about fondly, Ranger. I've done so today, just like people see me here, and they're like, wait a minute, who's doing your show? And I'm like, it's Chris Ranji. And they're like, what? I know, isn't it weird? Time's a flat circle. It's like, you know, here we are.
That guy again?
Yeah. No, it's just like you're part of the continuum, and I am too, and it's an honor to be part of it. Lawrence Holmes the other day, Chris, sent me a picture, maybe sent it to you too. It's you, me, and Barry Rosner.
Oh.
In the hallway between the concourse and the field at Wrigley on the day that the Cubs beat the Dodgers to go to the World Series in 2016. So it's like that's 9 years ago. That's across town. That's wow. Three different people who've hosted this show. For anybody listening, it's and that means we're part of a continuum with Jerome Holtzman and Paul Sullivan and whoever else, yeah. Like all the venerable baseball salts of our youth. To be part of that is pretty damn cool.
It is. It's you're right. I mean, honor is a good word for that. And because I do think back on it, and obviously my career is a little different now, not being in Chicago, and it just. Just to sometimes think back about it, you know, like I got to do that, you know, I got to be a part of that, I just observe it or be there while it was happening, you know,
yeah.
All of those series and the playoffs and then the Cubs World Series and the Sox World Series. I feel very fortunate to have lived in the city when those two things happened. You know, they hadn't happened in like a century, either
you
one.
Bet.
And
mm-hmm.
they both happened within like 15 years, you know, or 10 years.
Yeah, 11.
11.
So
11.
Right there between 10 and 15. You nailed it.
Something like that. I don't do math. I don't do math. I don't talk numbers. Leave me alone.
But yeah, I mean, but that's an 88-year drought and a 108-year drought that ended while we were here and covering. And it's still very much part of the DNA of the fan bases in this town to have withstood that. And survive that and come through and, you know, and both are hungry for more. And it's exciting when they're both good, of course, but even when just one is good, it gives this series some juice. I mean, Sox fans can be as vocal or blatant about it as they want or choose not to be, can play too cool for school or not, but you know they want to beat the crap out of the Cubs this weekend.
And I'll tell you, of course they do. And it just... you know what? My my introduction of doing Sox coverage, the very first crosstown series, the second game of it was the AJ Pierzynski Michael Barrett thing.
Come on, man!
Okay? And I was like, that's the second game, and then we were doing the post game show from Connie's Pizza, and then Bernie Mac called in. I called into the post game show. That was awesome. Like this is incredible.
It is. And it's like, and people like that matter, you know, and they care and they feel it. Yeah. I saw Brooks Boyer before the game. And he told me, his part of a story, which I'll share tomorrow on Spiegel and Holmes, about something that happened. That's a tease. What is that? An 18-hour tease? I'm struggling with the math.
Dude.
28-hour tease. I think
that tease is unbelievably long.
Thanks.
But I think it has staying power.
Thank you, buddy. But what
That's
he told
staying
me
is power tease.
He was saving tickets yesterday in the front row because you never know which big shooters are going to get in touch with him late. Right. Yesterday was Chelios. Chelios said, got in touch. And he's like, all right, I got you. So, you know, this is all the heavy hitters come out for Cubs Sox weekend, like Chris Ranji.
Well,
hit and run. That's what I'm saying.
That's right, man.
Did I tie the room together right there?
You really did, man. You know what? And I guess that's the best way to end this, isn't it?
I'm not going to lie. I had that in mind because I got work to do for pregame and postgame.
Okay, go do your work. I don't want you to screw this up today.
Thank you.
This is a big day for you. Don't screw this up.
Yes, it is. I agree. Thank
Matt
you,
Matt Spiegel. See you, buddy. Matt Spiegel's got pre and post game coverage for Zach, who's got play-by-play coverage for Pat Hughes. So it'll be Zach and Coom on the call today. And Spiegel, his pregame show is going to start in 15 minutes. So you be staying right here as the Cubs and Sox will wrap up the finale of this series from the Rate. Love talking to Matt Spiegel. Want you to do this. Want you to be listening today because... later on today, coming up at 1:45, it is the Chicago Sky and Indiana Fever at the UC and the broadcast on Odyssey Chicago. Layla Rahimi, Kylan Mills, Kate Constable, they're going to be on the air with the call starting at 1:45 on 105.9 FM HD2. You can also listen to that game on the Odyssey app. But we are getting you ready for baseball on the South Side today. Cubs and Sox, I'm Chris Ranji. Go ahead and text into the show. We'll have a little bit of time here, I think. Very, very little, but maybe a minute or two. So if you got some thoughts, 312-644-6767. It is Hit and Run on the Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We're back with more Hit and Run with host Chris Ranji on the Score.
Score is once again teaming up with the Cubs and Stand Up to Cancer for the 24-hour Cubs for a Cure Radiothon starting at 10 a.m. this Thursday right here on the Score. Danny Parkins hosting. It'll feature inspiring stories and a bunch of donation incentives. 100% of the proceeds will benefit Brain Up for Cancer Research. Really appreciate you hanging out with me as I fill in for Matt Spiegel, who is going to be on the Cubs pregame show coming up here on the network, which will get started in just a few minutes. So appreciate it. Thank you to all the guests today, like Matt Spiegel and Jim DeShays and John Birdie and Mike Farron and Chuck Garfine. Fun show today. Good talking with you. Enjoy the rest of the Crosstown Classic. The finale of the series is happening today. 1:10 first pitch is coming up. We got the 12:35 pregame show happening very, very soon with Spiegs. Talk to you soon. My name's Chris Ranji. Thanks for hanging out. Cubs baseball coming up next on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.